Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by World of Spas, Edmonton's number one hot tub and swim spa dealer. The ideal place to start your daily vacation on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.
So we told you a little bit about the havoc that is the fight for the final Eastern Conference wildcard spot. And Washington, who holds that right now, is currently visiting Philadelphia, who I'm quite confident Kellen just pulled their goalie with 7.5 minutes left in the second period and got a goal. Like, it's caution to the win time. You got to win so you can get in. And we're seeing a little craziness out of Torts, which I haven't checked, but that might actually be his middle name. Craziness.
Johnson, yeah. Full craziness. Disclosure, I had my head down working, but I did look up to see the celebration from the Flyers, so I don't know who got it. But Kateria, yes, 1-1, 3 minutes left in the second, and it's the time of year. You got to pull out all the stops. Make sure you make the dance, right?
Well, they do. And fortunately, the Edmonton Oilers don't, because it looked earlier in the season like they were going to need that kind of wizardry at some point. 16 wins in a row later, and I guess you've got a little bit of a buffer. And now, depending on the result of Vancouver-Calgary this evening, maybe you don't even have to play your top options in the next two games. Maybe you get to play Philip Broberg 25 minutes. He's up with the team now. He got called up about 35 minutes ago officially. We're going to chat with his head coach momentarily, but not before, the Bakersfield head coach, the guy who just steered the reins for the last while. But Royal Pizza, first and foremost, is pizza, pasta, and so much more. It's Edmonton-owned and operated, has been for over 50 years now. You can check out the menu at royalpizza.ca. Should have some time for some of your text messages a little later on at 780-496-0063, which is the Ashley Fine Floors text line. They've got the new floors you've always wanted at Ashley Fine Floors. 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, open Monday to Saturday. But right now we better head down to the farm.
The Farm Report is brought to you by Wave Bathroom Renovations. Professional bathroom renovations built right. Hire Wave Bathroom Renovations and know your bathroom will turn out great.
Condors season winding down, just three games left. Three games left on the schedule as I glance over here. Colin Chalk joins us once a week for our friends at Wave Bathroom Renovations to give us the rundown. Colin, you're on with Brendan tonight. How's it going?
Hey, Brendan, I'm doing really well. How about yourself?
Real excited to see what Philip Broberg has in store now that we have the official call-up. And we knew that was going to be the case, but it comes on the heels of a pretty exciting overtime winner that was making the rounds on social media after he took care of business against Coachella Valley on the road, no less. So I imagine you, from the coach's perspective, the organization's perspective, got to be pretty excited for Philip in this opportunity as well.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been here. He's been a force for us, playing, in all special teams, high minutes, sometimes in the high 20s, sometimes less, sometimes as much as the 30s. He's growing. He's been able to turn the page on a blunder. He's been able to skate himself out of mistakes. He's provided offense. He's blocked shots. He's been a real bright spot, and we're excited for him to have this next chance up with the big club.
Yeah, and I was surprised to see such an offensive flash in his game for a guy whose calling card, at least as we kind of project it to be, is that steady Eddie, well-rounded defenseman. But 35 points in 48 games down in the on the farm, he's showing a little bit of potential in that realm, isn't he?
He skates so well. He does everything very well, and when he's in his third year, with us, parts of or pieces of seasons in Bakersfield, he's just, he has that relationship that's built now with the staff. He has confidence. Not only has he had taste in the NHL, he's been able to work on maturing both mentally and physically, and you can just see such a difference in him. him from when he was here in Bakersfield in year one, and to see year three. And you know, it's about chances. It's not about a second chance. It's about what you do with your next chance. And we're really excited for his next chance here with the big club right now.
Raphael Lavoie is another name that we're projecting will get the call soon, and won't ask you to peel back the curtain on any of that stuff. But if he does arrive here, what are Oilers fans getting in a player who's entering a stage next year where I think you and I have talked about before? He's going to be competing for a spot at camp, so this may well be an opportunity, if not to get on the ice and show, at least to be in the building and show who he's become.
You know, Rafi, obviously, his shot, right, is he can be a one-shot guy. And when he's hot, whether it's power play or five-on-five, he can be very dangerous, and he can change a game with that offensive threat. I think what he's grown more so this year, he's just become a man as well. You know, he's been able to protect the puck. He's been able to skate on that first touch, create some offense, drive a line on his own. I think if he continues to do that consistently and continue to grow his game defensively like he has been, I think he'll have a real good opportunity of pushing for a spot in Edmonton. But you know, it's from a power play perspective, right? You're not gonna move anybody off that first power play. So he knows that. He's established that at the American League level, and he's just continuing to grow his 5-on-5 play to make sure he has a service to offer at the National League level.
Chatting with Colin Chalk right now on our farm report for Wave Bathroom Renovations. I think we've seen the confidence increase from Dylan Holloway based on the recent returns since his latest recall. How nice was it having him down there and taking another step in his sort of development process? And from your coaching standpoint now, do you get to see when he comes up and do you watch some film of once he's made the transition back up here, when he has a game like he did last night, 3 points, do you get to tune back into that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's why we do what we do, right? You know, if you have to find something you love and make it a job, but you have to have passion at it. And for us as coaches, when you see a player like that, again, I've had Dylan for parts of a few seasons as well, and he he's kind of, you know, finding his way, and he wants to score. And really, you just got to be reminded that, you know, you have to do the little things right, and blocking shots and playing hard defensively and being first on the forecheck and being physical, under handling the puck, trying not to do too much, and showing them through video. And then also, in the American League level, he's going to get those minutes. He's going to get those touches. He's going to get put out there. He's going to get extra chances. And it's really, really nice to see him do that at the NHL level. And, you feel good about it as a coach when you feel like you've just had a bit of an impact and you've had a helping hand and someone's success. At the end of the day, the players have to do it. But we definitely help steer them in the right way.
Just looking at the games played leaders, I'm surprised to see actually is Max Wanner, who would be in his first pro season down there with you. 16 points in those 66 games. What have you seen from the former Moose Jaw Warrior?
Yeah, Max, Keith McCambridge and with Philip Broberg too, he's done a really, really nice job. With Max, I would say he's gone from, he had a pretty good start, and then a little lull of the middle where he overhandles the puck and he got hit more often than he would like, and maybe get stuck in his D zone at times. But I'll say that he's been a physical presence for a young man. He's definitely been able to impact the game there. He's been a mainstay on the penalty kill. He's been able to chip in offensively, which is always a bonus from your back end. He's learned that he's got to have that on your stick, off your stick mentality to move that puck quickly. He's really settling in nicely for a late round pick, to settle in nicely, to play this amount of games in his first year, to average 15 to 20 minutes a night on the back end. I think it's a real feather in the cap for him personally and for the organization.
Maybe a thought on Carter Savoy as well. I know another sort of mid to late round pick a few years ago, but a St. Albert product I'm sure people will be interested in hearing an update on.
Yeah, Carter is someone who's interesting. He hasn't been able to stay healthy and to just handle the minutes on consistently on a night after night basis. When he gets momentum and when he's able to stay healthy, he can be a dangerous player. So he's a one-shot guy. He led the nation in scoring at one point at the college level. You know, he's struggled with his consistency, which really the main part is his staying healthy and staying in the lineup. But right now he's played well. He scored a big goal in Coachella Valley. He's got to feel good about that confidence wise. And, we're excited, to watch him have another crack at Ontario tomorrow night.
Still just 22 years old. I think we gotta remember that for the former fourth round pick. But his alma mater just won the national championship down there in the Denver Pioneers as well. Colin, I'll ask you this. You got three games left on the schedule. It starts tomorrow night at home against Ontario and then a home-and-home series with Henderson. So what's the playoff picture looking like for your team right now? Can you lay out the possible scenarios or do you have things locked in?
We don't have things locked in, and it all depends on what everybody else does and what we do. So it's if we could be going to Abbotsford, we could go to Colorado, we could, you know, teams could be coming here, we could be playing Ontario. It's crazy right now that there's a lot of possibilities. We could be playing Tucson. It all depends on what happens here in the next three. So from a travel perspective, I guess things are somewhat on hold, but I think that also narrows your focus, right? We got to focus on Ontario. We have them at home tomorrow night. They're a potential playoff opponent, and we got to make sure that we put our best foot forward and that we're ready to go.
Always appreciate the chance to check in with you, Colin. Thanks for your time tonight.
Thanks, Brian. Have a great night.
That is Colin Chalk, head coach of the Bakersfield Condors, with an update on the newly recalled Philip Broberg. Probably the soon-to-be-recalled Raph Lavoie and a couple other Condors players. We've got Reed Wilkins coming up. Let's put a bookmark in it right now, shall we?
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
But to be the man, you gotta beat the man!
Woo! Yeah, I was thinking the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be when I said Bret Hart. Thank you, Kellen Kennedy, our wrestling aficionado back there, for ironing out that wrinkle. And thank you to AH on the text line who reminded me. In fact, it was Ric Flair, who I will throw out there. That was the other name I was thinking. I had to throw my weight behind one, and I picked the wrong one.
Right era, wrong federation.
Yeah, exactly. But really, I didn't actually watch any of it live on TV. I just remember my dad spouting it off in the house at some juncture. So there you go. It's been a fun show, and it usually gets a lot more fun when we welcome Reed Wilkins into the booth. How you doing?
Good evening. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good evening, he says. Pretty good. And I guess we'll be keeping a keen eye on this Vancouver game so that we know what to expect in the final two for Edmonton. I don't know. Do you sit Connor for both of those games or just one? I don't know that he wants to miss this much
time. Probably just one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they want to play, but they understand the bigger picture. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. The game in Colorado on Thursday could be lacking a lot of star power. I mean, maybe if everything's locked up, does Colorado play their guys either?
I think Winnipeg can shore that up tonight, right? Even, right? So then why would they? Did you hear the list of all the Carolina Hurricanes that are sitting?
Yeah, it was like
everybody.
All their good players.
So they're going to have to call up like all of the Charlotte Checkers in order to field a roster tonight. So hopefully we don't have to sit through something like that. But again, I'll say it's almost, a luxury that you give yourself given how you performed to this point in the season. And at no point in early November did it look like they would have that. We thought if they get into the playoffs, it'll be in the wild card in the final days. Here we are in the final days, and they're comfortable.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I mean, they got a good team, and now it's just who does it at the right time, right? Who avoids any big mistakes? But I would expect Vancouver to win tonight, and then that'll probably make some decisions a little easier.
Arms Wars texted in, isn't load management a thing? It got the Toronto Raptors
yes,
a championship. So, I mean, I don't hate that idea. I just label it something else. You label it a maintenance day, a conditioning, whatever it is.
I mean, hockey's different. That's an interesting thing. No, basketball and hockey are different because I think in basketball, the top teams win more games, right? I mean, we've seen teams win over 60 games. I'd have to go double check. I would guess more often than not, the number one team in the NBA, the President's Trophy winner, so to speak, has over 60 wins. That's pretty hard to do in hockey. I mean, less points. So you can play without your best player in basketball if you have a pretty good team and probably still win against some of the weaker teams.
Your best player in basketball spends the entire game on the court.
Right.
At most, Connor McDavid will spend a third and a couple of minutes plus of a hockey game on the ice.
Right.
So I guess that's the big difference. Hey, you were busy working the tape machine back there, and it sounds like you got a pretty damn good show on
deck. Have a good show. Of course, we'll keep up everybody updated on the hockey games. The Blue Jays, the NBA playoffs start tonight with the play-in round. And a really interesting situation in curling because Brendan Botcher...
Of Team Botcher
is no longer the skip. Obviously, they'll have a different name, but it was the other three guys who kind of said, we think we need a different skip.
Mutiny.
And one of the other three guys is Mark Kennedy, who has been on the show a lot and was very honest about what happened. I mean, it's not bad blood. It's not we think he's a bad curler or anything like that, but things changed. So, and it's interesting in that sport because you don't have a GM or an owner, right? This is like it would be like in hockey earlier in the season, Connor McDavid has to go tell Dylan Holloway he's sent down. Right, you know, so in curling they got to do this themselves and make these decisions themselves. So Mark will get into that. And great story, Daniel Serdakny, who's been on the show a couple of times in the past, gold medal winner for Canada. She's back at Colgate University. We caught up with her as well.
Colgate Raiders, 6:55 in Edmonton. That's coming up right after this next newscast. Reed, looking forward to it. Appreciate everybody who's chipped in today on the text line. Let's get to this day in Oilers history. And Reed, I'm sure you remember this one. It's a pretty significant one, brought to you by New West Travel. Explore Southeast Asia on a chartered river cruise next March. Call or visit newwesttravel.com. 1991, Esa Tikkanen completes a hat trick by scoring the overtime winner at the Olympic Saddle Dome in Calgary, the Oilers sinking the Flames in Game 7 of the Smythe Division semifinals. I would suggest
I remember that very well.
That's probably up there in most Oilers fans' pantheon of you know, moments.
That was an outstanding series. That's one of the best series I've ever seen. Just intensity, storylines, and then what happened in the series, like, you know, the Flurry slide and the Oilers coming back to win and all that kind of stuff. It was pretty incredible. Man, and it shows you how much earlier they started the playoffs. Then,
yeah,
too.
It sure does. But they are right around the corner. The storylines abound, whether it's Edmonton and L.A. or Edmonton and Vegas. Who cares? Games start to matter in a week, less than. It's fun to tee it up. You and I will talk again on Friday. You, not Reed, you and me. We'll talk again on Friday. I'm back in the host chair, but obviously we got a lot more coming up before then. We'll tee up the Oilers and Arizona Coyotes, the swan song of Mullet Arena. Wow, that's an interesting answer to a trivia question that I'm sure nobody will be asking. But Bob's back to host that show. We'll have Elliot Friedman from NHL Hockey on Rogers for Abe's Door Service as well. Zach Ferguson will get you updated on the news headlines. Brendan Escott saying so long.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by World of Spas, Edmonton's number one hot tub and swim spa dealer. The ideal place to start your daily vacation on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.